The Hunt, a 10-part series. Part 2, The Client.
If, for some reason, you ever find yourself traveling the outskirts of Betrunken, you might stumble upon a small village in the middle of nowhere. It is known as the Village of Village. A peculiar place, home to none other than the notorious Sketchy Stallion Tavern. A name that is hardly whispered, even within the boldest of mouths. The tavern was a well-known gathering place of the dregs of our society. You could always count on the fact that on any given day, its tables would be packed to the brim with a particularly rough band of drunkards, cutthroats, and the worst scum of them all, lawyers. For some reason, the place seemed to be a hub for those destined to cause or find trouble.
Good day, sir. What can I do for you?
Today was no exception.
Hail. Make it a venti.
Coming right up.
Whiskey. Neat.
No, welcome back, Goth.
Good to see you, barkeep.
As always, your first one's on the house.
Cheers.
You haven't been back here in a while.
Well, I've been busy.
So I've heard.
Yeah. Times are changing, barkeep.
Aye. Not us, though. We're the old guard.
I'll drink to that. I think I hear something that needs your attention.
Oh, for sake of the gods.
That's a nice looking dagger you got there. Black dragon scale?
Could I?
You don't see many black dragon scales around here. Where'd you get it?
Let's just say an old friend from work.
I think we may have something to discuss then. In private.
Not to kill each other. Well, mostly.
Barkeep! Any rooms open?
Oh! Room 237. No, wait, room 217.
Thanks. Here, keep the change.
Don't make a mess.
Alright, move aside. Easy does it. Oh, hey there, Harry. Long time no see.
Oof.
Jonesy, kiss the wife from me, or I'll do it first.
I'm just gonna squeeze through here. Excuse me. Thanks. Thanks.
All right. Easy does it. Move it along. Easy does it. Thank you. After you.
You know, you're probably the last person I was expecting to meet here.
I trust you'll be discreet with that information.
Well, as the head of my guild is fond of saying, it's the most vital part of what you pay us for.
Good to hear.
Where's your partner? Don't you guys always travel in pairs or something?
She's downstairs. Making sure no one disturbs us.
How considerate.
This is gonna take a while, so might as well sit down.
So, Godfrey Wildheart, one of the captains of the Adventurers Guild, you want me to kill your boss?
Yep.
One of the six Vincette.
Mm-hmm.
Bundak, that... Bundak the Hammer.
That's him.
I hear he's literally unkillable.
Literally?
What... Fucking figuratively, by the gods, when did everyone become such a grammar elf?
Hey, grammar's important.
I don't care. But what I do care about, though, is why you would put a hit out on one of the greatest heroes of all time.
I can't believe it's been 10 years. I don't like change. Shit, no one does. But even so, change is supposed to be gradual. But would you call 10 years gradual?
Dude, 10 years is like forever.
You're young. 10 years is nothing. And yet in the blink of an eye, my guild became unrecognizable. We used to have contracts posted from all over Talem. A real career could be made by banding together and culling monsters for the sake of the populace. There was some respect to it. Honor, for lack of a better word. But after the Queen's War, things changed. Like that. Monster sightings dwindled. Times became more peaceful. Soon enough, Bundak starts posting these quests he's received from the nobility. Well paid. Very well paid, but we'd either be bolstering up some snot-nosed kid's gang or aiding in a public execution. He took our once respected guild and turned us into mercenaries. There was no more honor in our work. Oh, no offense.
None taken. Asshole.
What?
I didn't say anything.
I swear no loyalty to Bundak. I do respect him, but as long as he's the head of our guild, we will continue our steady decline to becoming common sellswords. The age of real adventurers will die. I can't watch that happen. And I'm not the only one. Have you heard of the deputy of our guild?
Yeah. Frederica Langtree. Bundak's star pupil.
Frederica. She is a force unlike anything you've ever seen. A real adventurer, through and through. One who will uphold the true integrity of our guild.
And the deputy of a guild is the next in line to replace the head should they come to an untimely end.
Exactly.
Lame.
What?
I was hoping for a bigger twist, honestly. Something shocking. Like, I don't know, an illegitimate child or a murder-filled wedding. It's really a brighter future setup you're going for? Kill Bundak to ensure a brighter future? That's so unoriginal. Lame.
Are you in or not?
At the rate you're paying me? Oh, I'm in.
Then just say that.
Look, I know it's a long shot, but any weaknesses I should know about?
Yeah, not when it comes to his combat ability, if that's what you're asking. Bundak's reputation isn't for nothing, kid. He's a beast.
Yeah, well, I figured.
And one other thing. You'll want to look out for his armor. Gifted to him by the gods to help fight in the Queen's War, so it's virtually indestructible.
That's...
Apparently, it's also supposed to devour the souls of his enemies.
Dude, I asked for weaknesses.
Yeah, my point is he doesn't have any physical weaknesses.
So I'm fucked.
Are you listening to me?
You just said he has no weaknesses.
No, I said he has no physical weaknesses. What I have heard is that he's formed a deep attachment with one of the escorts down at White Bull's pleasure palaces. Head on down to Pasiphae's paradise. You're going to want to ask for a merwoman. Her name's Ari. She might be able to provide you with some new insight. Or an opportunity.
Escort. Ari. Pleasure Palace. Got it.
Right then.
Wait.
Huh?
Don't you need a membership or something to get into those places?
Shouldn't you be able to sneak in or something?
I mean, I could.
Whatever. Here. Use mine.
Thanks.
Don't look at me like that.
I'm looking at you like anyway, man.
They're giving them out to the adventurers these days for free. Apparently it's a perk of Bundak and White Bull being old buddies.
Good.
Not that I ever use mine.
You sure? There's like 8 stamps on
Yeah, here. It came like that. Okay, listen to me. This conversation never happened. Got it?
Yep.
But you can... Return it when you're done.
Ooh, he's only 2 stamps away from a free ride.
And so, my journey took me back to the capital city, Prion Bailey. It wasn't hard to find Pasiphae's paradise. A bright white marble building sitting smack in the middle of the city square. As soon as you walk inside, you are met by a mob of people all dancing to an assortment of music, magically enhanced to come to life from a large stage in the center of the room.
Bartender! Over here!
Eyes up here, buddy. What can I get you?
Right. I'm looking for an escort.
Wow. No shit.
Oh, fuck me. Okay. I'm looking for a particular escort.
Yeah.
A merwoman named Ari. She's part mermaid. Part woman.
Yeah, I know Ari. Who should I say is looking for her?
Me. I'm looking for her. Mr. Smiley?
Oh, good.
Oh, okay, wait, before you go. Do you serve ale?
You sure you don't want, like, a witch's brew or an old-fashioned?
Nope. Look, I've had a weird day. Just get me an ale if you have any. A pint. A fucking jug.
You say so.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the white form welcomes you to Passerfade Paradise. I am your master of ceremonies this evening. Giggler the hyena! Drink! Swing! I know we got some swingers here, right? All to your heart's content, my lovely patrons!
Oh no!
What?
I'm so sorry.
Fuck!
I'm so sorry. I'll just clean this up. I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna clean this up right away. I'm so sorry. I'm just gonna
do your job. Just do your job, okay? Oh my god. Oh no.
Here, sir.
What?
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Take a coupon for a free ride on us.
Hey, this expires tonight.
Better get a move on.
Okay.
Ari.
Let me help. It's gonna be okay.
Please. They might be watching. If they see you.
Hey.
I'm so sorry.
Nothing is gonna happen to either of us. Okay? No, just let me help. It's gonna be okay.
Enjoy your ale, fucker.
What?
Nothing. Enjoy your drink.
Thanks. I will.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. You know her. Some of you really. The daughter of the sea, the simple sun herself. Our own Ari!
This next song is about love.
His mark in me, love.
His breath before he could wake to keep him as the man I know. A siren's call is not a weak one. The tide will pull you under slow and sure.
Next time on The Hunt.
You must be Ari.
I am. Do you need something?
Is there somewhere we can go in private?
You'll have to make an appointment. I'm off the clock.
It's about your boyfriend.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Oh, really? Then I guess you just keep legendary heroes a side piece.